For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst, and I am at the lovely station of WRTU in Puerto Rico. It's the station that belongs to the University of Puerto Rico, and I have two very good friends with me here today. I'm here with Alfredo Rickner, who is the creator of an amazing blog about all Puerto Rican culture. It's called Puerto Rico Indie. Hola.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And I'm also here with my friend Ezequiel Rodriguez, who hosts a show called Frecuencias Alternas on WRTU Puerto Rico. Hola, Ezequiel.
Hola. I'm very happy to be here with you.
And what these guys are going to do for us today is they're going to give us a tour of some of the most exciting new indie music that's happening in Puerto Rico today. So what do you guys want to start with?
Well, we want to start with this salsa band called Orquesta El Macabeo, and they're about to release their third album. The cool thing about this band is that it's made up of a lot of musicians from punk bands in the island who have been, for the last 10 years, setting up the scene and helping it build the scene that we currently enjoy. And now they have this salsa project, and they've been very successful. They're probably one of the biggest hits here in the island from the indie scene. And they have a new song called Lluvia con Sol that they wanted to debut on the program. So we have it here for you.
Y si tú tienes tus grandes amores.
Ezequiel, how is this different from like a traditional salsa?
I don't think it's that different at all. I think what they are bringing to the whole salsa game is that, one, we didn't have many young salsa bands playing around, and they come from punk, so they bring a very unpolished, and they're bringing it back, really, because we had a lot of salsa Puerto Rican bands who were very unpolished in the past, and they're bringing that ethos back to the whole salsa scene, and I think that's a really important part. They started in a little cafe called Café 103 in Río Piedras, and people thought they were joking at the beginning, but they really started bringing in the crowds, and they just became a real big salsa band right now.
That's something that Felix and I talk about a lot on the show, about, you know, he, like many other people, feels that salsa kind of stagnated after a while. It just stayed there. And one of the bigger problems I have with modern salsa is that it just sounds so polished. It almost verges on like elevator shopping mall music.
And they just threw that away. They went back to just playing from the soul and being sloppy, and they don't care. They're just having fun.
It's a very DIY punk thing they bring to it, and it comes through in the playing, and also thematically, they modernized, you know, the themes that we used to hear about in more like polished salsa and, you know, just dance and stuff like that, to actually talking about what's going on in Puerto Rico right now.
So like this song, what's it talking about?
It is talking about how hard it is right now to be like a sane person in Puerto Rico, like being a normal person. He's saying that he's working, that he's trying really hard, and it's sort of celebratory too that he can do it, but he's telling it like it is. It's not easy living in Puerto Rico right now. It's really hard.
That's kind of awesome to be able to apply like this punk rock ethos to salsa. You wouldn't think about that.
No, it surprised many people when they came out. They even use it, like in their first album. They have this song that goes, "We are the rockers that think we are salsa players." Somos los rockeros con guía de salsero.
Yeah.
And that's like the whole opening thing. So it's really, really fun watching them enter a venue and sing that song first.
Yeah.
And people go like, because there's like this whole war here in Puerto Rico used to be that they pit rockers versus salseros. In the 80s, there's even a documentary they made about that, and they're breaking that. They're breaking that wall, and they're just saying, you know what? We like salsa, too.
How segregated is music in Puerto Rico? Is it like you either listen to metal or nothing? Or I mean, how segregated, or is it just people like a little bit of everything?
I think the general understanding of our scene is that it's very segregated. And it's probably segregated by regions and also by genres. And but I think that what the current crop of artists and bands coming up are doing is really like putting in the effort to break down that barrier. And they're doing it by, you know, playing shows that bands that don't sound alike, and touring the island, which is an idea that seems so fresh and new, even, you know, we're such a small island, but it's something that not a lot of people actually do. And I think that there's a lot of work to be done towards, you know, uniting all the efforts being done right now. But I think we're gonna get there soon. I think we are.
What do you have next for us?
Oh, we have this new project by one of the, you know, most respected figures from our scene. His name is Fofé Abreu. He's been the lead singer of two very well-known bands in the island, Manjar de los Dioses and Circo. And that second one was a very successful project, and they got to tour outside the island. But he has a new band called Fofé y los Fetiches, and he's working with more of an indie pop sound. He's built a new band from scratch. And for us, it's one of the early highlights of 2013, his new album called Lujo Eterno. And this song, La Mañana Blanca, is instantly catchy and very promising for what our pop artists in the island have to offer. Ojuelas, cristalitos, pajitas, guapitos.
Must be really popular. Our sound engineer is rocking out in the console. So this sounds really different than the last song we heard.
Yeah, that's why I say. I mean, we have so many good music here and so many scenes in a way.
Also, Eduardo Alegría, which is another artist that's very well regarded in our scene. He's one of the founding members of Super Aquello, which was a band that one of the most important bands in taking our indie scene one step higher, right? And Eduardo is working sort of with the same type of sound, indie pop, and updating it and making it relevant.
You brought some Alegría Rampante.
Yeah,
right?
We have from his new project of digital singles, Se Nos Fue La Mano. This is the third release on that schedule, and it's called Un Cuarto Más Pequeño.
Okay, so let's listen to Alegría Rampante, Un Cuarto Más Pequeño.
Confesor se escuchó mencionado hoy. en la radio. Tergiversado, no le importó un carajo. Confesor, me tocó algo en el piano. Me sonó familiar, confesor, me
is it to make music like this in Puerto Rico and be successful and have a following?
Well, I would say it's extremely hard. It's extremely hard. And being a music fan, you know, listening to projects like this, it's hard to understand how they can get so little attention from the mainstream Puerto Rican press or you know, just listeners out there.
And I think that 75% of the playlist today, all of them have day jobs. You know, they do this on their spare time, which is even harder. You know, whatever they have for in their spare time, that's what they dedicate to doing these records, and they sound delicious. I mean, it's like if you're hearing them, and it's like you think they're full-time musicians and they're not.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times when artists don't always make it in their country, they seek out different markets. And, you know, I mean, you'll get artists that want to try and branch out into the rest of the Spanish-speaking world in Latin America or trying to cross over into the U.S., which is a lot harder. What's a Puerto Rican artist more likely to try out? Are the artists here more aimed towards crossing over into the continental U.S. or trying to cross over to the Spanish-speaking Latin American market?
I think that in the same way that the scene is not united, there's not one way of approaching, you know, how will people get to hear your project. And you see it like more rock-oriented bands that maybe with a harsher experimental sound are seeking out the United States as a way to let their music be known, right? And they do sort of the traditional indie thing, college campuses, you know, sleep over in people's floors and just play a lot of small shows in the East Coast or something like that. But you also see musicians like Leonardo Velázquez from El Medio, who is currently traveling South America, just trying to establish connections with the different scenes in Santiago, Chile, in Buenos Aires, in Montevideo, and he's reaching out to musicians in Latin America to sort of inform his own work and also establish roots and perform, you know, in those other countries.
And I think there are a lot of acts that what they're thinking is just playing here. It's very hard to get the airplay in Puerto Rico, so they're really passionate about more people coming to see them here. When they don't see that, maybe they start looking to the States. And Latin American is just like the second thing they're thinking about. And I think it's because of our political situation.
Which, and for listeners who might not be aware of that, you know, listeners in Latin America, what is, you guys are Commonwealth.
We are the famous Commonwealth of Puerto Rico.
So you're part of the U.S.
The official phrase is that we belong, but we're not part of. We belong to the United States, but we're not part of. You can look that up, and it's officially, that's the way. In practice, we behave like a state, but we don't have all the rights. We don't vote for the president from here, but if I go and live in the States, I can vote for him there. It's a complicated colonial situation.
What do you have for us to listen to next?
Well, I have a song from Mima. I wanted some female representation on the playlist, and unfortunately, there's not a lot of female participation.
Why is that?
You know, I don't know. And I would love to pose it to the female population of Puerto Rico.
I've had that conversation with some of the bands on the show. There's this new band called Andy and the Walkers, which is mixed. They're two girls and two guys. And I was talking to the girls about that. And what they told me is that they think that, in a way, there's always, not only in Puerto Rico, but in the general music world, an intimidation for girls to play, because people are always thinking about looks first when a female plays, and they go like, oh, you're pretty and you can play too. Mm-hmm. And sometimes some girls are intimidated by people just liking them because they look pretty, or not liking them because they don't look pretty. Mm. And she said that maybe that's something that's working there, and maybe they're more shy of taking like a guitar and playing in front of people that will judge them because of the gender first. But there are some participation on it. But like he said, we were talking about this like 2 weeks ago too. Yeah. Like we were trying to make a list. And there are very few women that really say, I'm going to play and I don't care. And
wow.
All the events we've been hosting during the past year, we've tried to get really strong female artists from other countries. You know, we had Amanda Palmer, we had Las Robertas from Costa Rica, and we just sort of want to help in any way, let it be shown that it's okay, and that, you know, Mima is an artist that definitely steps up.
Let's hear some Mima.
And
What a voice.
Mm. Yeah, Mima is something special.
It is.
Excellent. So what do we have next?
I'd like to listen to and share with everyone a song by El Medio, Leonardo, who we were talking about earlier. It's called Hasta Caer. It's one of my favorite songs from last year. It's a really strong love song.
So let's listen to El Medio, Hasta Caer, or Until I Fall. I like that name.
Su mano
So that makes me feel really relaxed. I should tell listeners that before we taped this show, you guys took me to a pretty famous sandwich shop in San Juan. What's it called?
El Hipopótamo.
Is that, listeners would know, people
Puerto
from Puerto Rico.
Should know that El Hipopótamo is in Río Piedras.
They should know about it.
And we had some pretty heavy sandwich, heavy-duty sandwiches and something called caldo gallego, which is what?
It's from Spain. I think it's one of the good things that came from our first colonizers. Thank you, Spain, for the caldo gallego.
And it has, like, spare ribs. There's spare ribs, beans,
and... there's ham, but they do put a little bit of spinach.
There was one spinach leaf.
Yes, so you don't feel that bad. Like you're eating healthy.
Well, and after lunch, you're like, yeah, I really need a cup of coffee. I'm like, yeah, you need a cup of coffee. You just drank a cow. You know, once I made the mistake of asking a British guy if he liked the Beatles. And he said... Well, do I have a choice? I guess I was just wondering if people like you guys or and musicians here who are not doing salsa and reggaeton, is there a feeling of frustration or of feeling trapped? Or is there more like a pride that, yeah, you know, we make this really good music and we make this really good music?
I think there's a bit of frustration there. And not because of the genre. It's just because of the... quality of the music we've been, people are trying to sell us, I guess. The quality of reggaeton is, like, so poor right now. And salsa as well. That's why a project like Orquesta El Macabeo can become so successful right now and play, like, every week. I think because people are starved for quality music and honest music. And it's very easy to see we're being sold products. The artists on those genres have disappointed us for long, and we're ready to move towards, you know, more exploration of other genres that perhaps are not associated with Puerto Rico. But we have something to say about it.
But as salsa kind of died because of the Polish, reggaeton right now is just horrible. It's even worse than what happened to salsa. And it took, let's say, 20 years to Macabeo to appear. Maybe it's going to be 20 years until something like Macabeo appears for reggaeton too.
Although I would call that jamcha. You know,
you're right.
Yeah.
I was meaning to ask you about Jamsha. Yeah, if you read our blog, Jamsha is an independent reggaeton artist from Ponce. I'll say that Calle 13 sort of made reggaeton more complex and sort of fused it with so much other stuff that you cannot call it reggaeton anymore. And Jamsha looked the other way and said, I'm going to crystallize the essence of early reggaeton underground.
I think the difference there is that Tego did that too, but Tego and Calle 13...
Tego Calderon.
Yeah, Tego Calderon has done that too at the beginning, but I think Tego and Calle 13, they always said that they were using reggaeton.
Exactly.
Right? But Jamsha is doing reggaeton, which is a big difference because he's going back to when reggaeton was called underground.
Yeah.
The original name, Playero 37, the noise 1-2... a thing that when it was happening, I must admit I was not fond of it. But the way reggaeton has evolved, now I look back with, like, you know, nostalgia.
The good old days.
The good old days of reggaeton. It's music for the people, not music for corporations. You know,
it's music for the people from the people.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I think we need to listen to some Jamsha.
Yeah.
So what song would you recommend?
Oh boy, let's go with.
You have to think about it, right?
I have to think about it because I don't know what I can tell you.
El recoge escombros.
Oh, sure.
Okay. See, yeah. I know my stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. El recoge that's probably fit for radio.
I mean, that's another consideration with Jamsha.
That's why he's like.
That's why I'm thinking.
Let's hear El recoge escombros.
Llegó el saco de escombros del pueblo, mi gente. Frecuente, detalladamente. Llegó
What do you have next on your list?
I wanted to bring a sort of more of the experimental rock currents going on the island right now. And my favorite band right now is Campo Formio. It's a punk, experimental, post-rock. I don't know what you'd call it, because they're just a very energetic trio of really expert players, you know, and they're putting out their first full-length record right now, and they gave us their first single from that record called La Mocosa.
La Mocosa, how would you even say that in English? Like the snotty-nosed
yeah.
kid.
Yeah, the snotty-nosed one.
We'll be right back.
enseñar, mamá, a decir adiós.
We have another band called Touch De, and they do sort of a more experimental take on rock and very progressive and noisy. And they had their second release last year. It's our favorite disc of the year in Puerto Rico Indie, and it was called Deluge. And this song is called A Cliff Against the Sea.
Guys, this has been so much fun, and it's been really informative. I feel like now I know so much more about Puerto Rican rock and salsa and reggaeton and Puerto Rican culture. Thank you for answering our questions.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
I want to thank you guys again for inviting me into this awesome studio at WRTU in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Ezequiel Rodriguez. Ezequiel, where can people find out more about your show?
They can go to frecuenciasalternas.com or to wrtu.pr. And we are on the air every Saturday at 9 p.m. Puerto Rican time, which is Atlantic Standard Time.
Ooh, that's 1 hour ahead of Eastern Standard Time.
Exactly. Okay. When we are on the daylight saving time, so when we're not, it's just the same hour.
Alfredo, thank you so much. And tell us, where can we find out more about Puerto Rico Indie? Lead us to your social media.
Yeah, you can go to puertoricoindie.com. And we're also on Twitter. We tweet a lot. At Puerto Rico Indie, and we're also on Facebook. I try to use that a lot as well. And I'd like to invite people to check out our video series so you can actually look at some of the artists we've talked about, which is on puertoricoindie.com/archipiélago.
I want to remind our listeners that you can hear every single song that Ezequiel and Alfredo shared with us today on our website, which is npr.org/altlatino. Also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're NPR's Alt Latino. And we have a 24-hour radio station in which you can hear shows like the one we gave you to, in which you can hear shows like today's show and nonstop streaming songs. I'm Jasmine Garst from Puerto Rico, and I guess I'll see you guys next week.